Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, welcome back to What We Don't Post. Quick disclaimer before we get into it. Please take our advice with a pinch of salt as we are certainly not professionals. Hope you enjoy the app.
Where shall we begin? Cameron was watching this like Good Morning kind of show. I can't remember exactly which one it was, but like a Saturday morning show. And he's like, oh look, your friend's on it. I look at the TV, it's Vogue Williams. I was like, me and her are not friends.
That is Cameron. So funny.
I know. I was like, just because I listened to her podcast does not mean we're friends. Like, she, you know, do you know what I mean? I was like, yeah. I know her, but I've never, like, hung out with her. I was like, don't say that. Don't say we're friends.
I'd say people just, like, think that, though, in this, like, industry, like, that everyone knows everyone and everyone's friends with everyone. And or, like, it's like when people do that a lot with Irish people. It's like, if you're Irish, you're all friends. You all know each other. It's like, we actually don't. Like, I do actually knew Vogue back in the day, but, like, I haven't seen her in years. But, like, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just come to me that you did that show, didn't you?
With Spencer and Vogue. I know. I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
I never watched that. I need to watch that.
What's that show called? It's Jimmy Carr.
Is it Your Face or Mine?
Your Face or Mine, yeah. That was probably like one of the most soul-destroying moments of my life. It was so awkward. Is that I had really dark hair, actually. It's so weird.
I really need to see that.
Literally, it was so awkward.
Oh my God, that literally just came to me. I forgot about that. And that was with Vogue, yeah.
Yeah, I was with Vogue. Hadn't seen her in about 100 years. Same with Spencer. Hadn't seen him since doing the show. And I was like, who's hotter? And I was like, please let the ground eat me up right now. I can't deal. And literally the whole time in my head, I was like, obviously she's so gorgeous. But I was like, please make sure she wins this. Like, please. Because like in my head, yeah. I was like, if I won it, that would be so much worse. Like, it would be just so
really?
Much worse. So, yeah, I just... You know,
oh, I think I'd want to win.
I didn't. Because then I was like, in my head, like, maybe then she'd like, because if it was me, and I was in that position, yeah, I'd be then like, ugh, stupid bitch. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, hate her now, kind of thing.
You've got to have a thick skin to do that show. I've watched it, like, quite a few times, but it's pretty brutal. Like, some of the, like, outcomes and results, it's like, oh, God.
Savage, yeah. So savage. Yeah, I've never been on the other end of it, but I have been. I guess being one of the girls isn't as bad.
I got asked to do it as a couple, but I was just like, no, because I was like, I just don't think I could handle it. Like, I just couldn't take it.
Yeah, like the criticism, the rejection, like just in case there was. Like, it's all well and good if you like basically win every round, which I swear Vogue did win literally every single round. And but like if you didn't, you would just go home feeling so deflated and just feel like,
not worth it. I need to find that though. I really need to watch that of you. That would be...
Maybe we'll share that actually if I find it, but oh God.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's hilarious though. So you and Vogue are besties now in Cameron.
Yeah, me and Vogue are besties, apparently, according to Cameron. I'm like, absolutely not. So yeah, God. No, I do love their podcast, but
it's a great podcast, yeah.
Yes, it is. But I did a Q&A over the weekend as well. And one of the questions I got asked is like, have you changed your name on everything? And I responded being like, no, I haven't got around to doing that, as in like my last name. I was like, I haven't got around to doing it because it's just like serious admin. Anyway, quite a few people replied saying there's a company called NameSwitch and you pay them like £150 and they do it all for you, which I think is so good. So I'm going to look into that.
So how much are you paying £150? Is that on top of maybe what you pay to change your name as well?
I think it's £150 for their service and then you pay on top like for the certificates and stuff, but they do all the like boring admin for you. And I was like, that is great. So a lot of girls were recommending it, so I'm going to look into it, maybe do that, because otherwise I just don't think I'll ever get around to changing it.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't really know what I'm doing in that department. Like, our biggest, I guess, predicament now is like the baby's second name.
Yeah.
Because, like, I never wanted to change my name, but I considered adding his name on.
It does flow well. Tupper Hughes flows. Like, it's not, like, a mouthful.
No, yeah, and I don't mind Tupper Hughes, and that's kind of what we decided on for, like, the baby. But then I basically, supposedly, if my name is second, moving forward, that's the name that will be used. So like, it won't actually take his name. But I was like, well, that's our own choice. And he was like, well, traditionally you take the, supposedly, now I could be wrong, this is just like a family member said it or something, that they traditionally take the second name. So obviously I understand why he wouldn't love that idea.
Yeah.
Like, it would have to be, well, see, and then I was like, well, we'll just double barrel it. Like, you know, you put it like a hyphen or whatever it is.
I guess for him, like, as a man, it's like, if you double barrel it, you are essentially still kind of losing that name because it's then going to be like a new family surname, top of Hughes.
Yeah, I do get it. It's such a sensitive subject for men as well. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
It's becoming, I think, more and more common, which is nice.
But definitely, yeah, is. Too. There's going to be so many double barrel names, like, going forward, I think, because of this situation.
So we were talking about this the other day, and we were saying, okay, so say, for example, our child has a double barrel name. Then what about, like, when, like, he or she marries and both of them want to keep their names?
Yeah.
What, they're going to have, like, three?
Oh, my God,
like,
yeah.
I know. Like, I don't know what they do. Or they, supposedly they just pick whichever one they prefer out of the double barrel and then, like, they team them together. But, I mean,
oh, my God. There's going to be no more, like, signet rings because everyone's going to be like, there is no family crest. It's all, like, six surnames and Christ. No, yeah. But I think it's good. Like, I quite like the tradition. But then, like, equally, I'm still calling myself Tiffany Watson. And when I'm like I booked a hotel the other day and I was like, I should probably book it under McGeehan. But I'm like, I just feel in this weird limbo where I'm like, what is my name? Because even like, I'm not going to change it on Instagram. It's going to be Tiffany Watson and like, I'll keep it as that. But then like with everything else, I will. So yeah.
It is a weird one. I don't know if I could ever part ways with my name officially. I don't know.
No, it's good. You've got loyalty to the family.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not even, I don't know what it is. Anyway, we'll move on from this, but I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's loyalty or it's just something I'm like, it's my name. I love, like, not even that my name is a great name by any means. I'm just like, I don't know. I feel weird changing it. I don't know.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, so we'll figure that out one day. That's good to know. Good little service.
Yeah, name switch. Yeah, I'm going to check it out because I think that it could be quite handy. Save you doing all the boring admin. But yeah, and in other news, other gossip, did you see that video? Well, I sent it to you, so you did see it, of Davide.
I did. This is very, very recent news. I think this happened a few days ago because I googled it
afterwards. Yeah.
But they've both been like active on Instagram, as in like
together,
not together, because like I think she's like doing some shoot somewhere.
She's in LA or something.
Yeah, so she, I mean, so cheeky that the second she goes away this happens. Like, doesn't
I know
look,
I mean, it looks bad.
It doesn't look good. Like, but then again, like, it could have been innocent. They could have.
That's the thing.
Friends of friends, like.
I clicked on the comments of the TikTok video. So basically, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, there's a TikTok video going around of Davide getting into a taxi after a night out with two girls and a guy, and it looks a bit like, oh, what's going on? But then I looked at the comments on the video, and so many people commenting, being like, could just be friends. Like, why is everyone making this into a big deal? Like, it could literally just be like two girlfriends of his and a guy friend, but. I don't know. It's an interesting one. It just doesn't look good, does it? Apparently they're going to have a TV show together. That's what I saw.
Really?
Yeah.
It really doesn't look good. But I think she made a bit of a point on her Instagram. She posted something earlier on and tagged him in it. And he reposted it. Yeah. And
yeah.
It was like with the love heart face or something. So maybe it was an innocent thing. Or maybe it wasn't. And they've already... like
sorted it out,
heads off, and just like decided to move on from it. It's an awkward one when you come out of Love Island, not that I know, but like I can imagine that, like, obviously you've all this
eyes are on
you, everyone thinks you
literally,
and also the other side of it is like, yeah, eyes are all on you, but you get so many endorsements and brand deals as couples and like all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so it's kind of like, if you break up or if things go like to shit, you lose all of these things. So I'd say
that's
a lot of
the
people persevere, and yeah,
you're almost like inclined to stay together because together you are like more of a brand, and that's when it gets quite dangerous because it's like, if that all disappeared tomorrow, would we still be together?
100%.
So like when you do come out of Love Island, like obviously because it's all so new, then they're probably like a little bit naive. Like he probably didn't think he was going to get pictured like getting into a taxi. Like, would have no idea.
Yeah, fair. And also, like, we all do things that maybe our partner wouldn't like, and it's not necessarily cheating. Like,
exactly.
Have done things in the past, or like spoken to a person that they probably wouldn't have liked, or like get like spoke
yeah,
to someone
just,
that just yeah just
yeah
things.
Situations like,
yeah
exactly where you're not actually doing anything wrong, it just looks bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're giving him the benefit of the doubt, are we?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know if we've had this conversation before, but do you delete your WhatsApp conversations with like an ex or like Do you just delete conversations that are no longer of use?
No. Do I delete anything? I have 140,000 photos on my phone. Like, no, I don't delete a single thing. I wish I did.
Like, I mean,
I'd have to check right now, but I think I haven't, I don't think, intentionally deleted anything. The only time I would have deleted something, it's not because I was hiding it or like it was an ex, it was probably because I was really upset and I was just like, I just don't see them anymore. I don't have anything else to do with them. And like, that would be the only reason, but it wouldn't be something.
Yeah. That's the thing, because Cameron's like, when he's only had one girlfriend before me, but when they broke up, he like deleted their whole WhatsApp conversation because he was like, it's done, like move on kind of thing. But I was like, I've never done that because it's not like I'm like going back through the conversation, like reading over it, like, oh, like reminiscing. Like I just haven't got around to deleting it. But it was funny because I was using WhatsApp the other day and I typed, you know, you sometimes type a word into the search bar to like find a conversation.
Yeah.
And then this conversation came up with like an ex way back in the past. And then I like started reading it because I was like, oh my God, I was like, this is from so long ago. And then I got myself into a whole hole of like reading it. And then I was like, God, maybe I should delete all of these. But it's not like you ever read them, really. Exactly, you never like go through them. So I don't actually think there's anything wrong with keeping old conversations. But
yeah. Oh, no, I have none from the most recent rat app.
Oh, really? You deleted everything?
Yeah. But I imagine that was just down to, it was not because it's an ex, it's probably because I was just angry or upset at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Them, like, move on.
Yeah.
But when myself and Charlie broke up, like, I didn't delete any of his because, like, I don't think I did. Like, I'd really need to go back. I mean, it's so hard to go back.
I know, that's the thing. I'm like, who has the time to sit there scrolling through old conversations with their ex and, like, reading back through it? I'm like, I really, like, would never ever bother to do that. But yeah, I wonder if, like, some people, like, think it's, like, quite a big deal to have, like, your old conversations. But I was just like,
No, to be honest, I wouldn't be offended if, like, say, Charlie had any of his exes on his phone. Because I imagine he doesn't delete them, like, unless it was, like, a sour breakup or something, and he's like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. I don't know. But, I know I wouldn't be offended. I wouldn't even think to look. I wouldn't
know.
I would not want to know what they were like with one another.
No, exactly. You wouldn't want to, like, read through it. That'd be really weird.
Do you think Cameron was offended that you had messages off your ex, from your ex?
He wasn't offended. He was just like, why have you kept it? And I was like, I mean, it's not like I've intentionally kept it. I just haven't, like, intentionally deleted it because I just haven't thought about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then I deleted it because I was just like, it's no big deal to me, like, but I was like, it's not even a thing, really.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Not even a thing.
But whatsoever. Some people may get very offended by it. I don't know. I guess it's like keeping old photos as well. We've had that conversation before, like finding old photos and stuff.
I don't mind normal old photos, but if it's anything like raunchy or sexy, like, no. That's not okay in my
opinion. But also normal photos, like if there's like photos of them with like the family and stuff, like I think I feel a bit weird.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, fair. Yeah, that is weird too. But like I honestly like would imagine Charlie would have these things. Like I don't even know, but I'm like,
I know. I
never even like discussed or thought about it. Like I must see if I do. Like, you know, as we know, there's a lot of photos in there. So
yeah, your photos must go way, way back.
Yeah, although I mean the majority is literally just of me in the same outfit 300 times. So
no, that's so stressful. I have to like delete all of those. I'm like, oh god, get rid. Like I just hate when there's like the same photo over and over.
Yeah, no, I get. Yeah, I need to sort it out. I think I'm just gonna buy a new phone.
I need to get a new phone. I stupidly ordered a new phone. I thought I was really smart. I did an upgrade, ordered my new phone, and I stupidly ordered one which was like 64 gigabytes. Which is awful because that's no storage. So I was syncing everything onto my new phone and then suddenly it was like storage full, and I had not downloaded hardly anything. And then I realized I've now had to return it. I was like, oh my god, this is such a long process. And I get so scared like putting it over, like download, like, do you know what I mean, like starting on a new phone.
Yeah, same. Oh, I really need a new phone. You've made me really think. I have that issue at the moment because I only use my phone. I know you use your laptop, right, to like reply to emails, everything else, but you don't use your laptop for editing purposes or anything like that.
I use my phone to edit videos and photos.
It's just an awkward one when, like, because obviously, like, I'm not living at home at the moment, so it just looks like I'm sitting on my phone like 24/7, like just like, scrolling through Instagram or whatever. And it's like I'm actually doing so much. Like,
yeah, I feel like I get like, because obviously Cameron will sometimes give me shit for being on my phone a lot. But if I'm on my laptop, he doesn't give me shit. So
it's
actually,
like you have to fake it, like pretend. Yeah. She just open the laptop and just be on the phone.
And I just put WhatsApp on my laptop as well, which I thought was quite a good idea, because then I can like use my laptop for like messaging people and not be looking at my phone. But yeah, I feel like if I'm on my laptop, it looks like I'm doing work. So I totally get what you mean. If I'm on my phone, it looks like you're just like on Instagram scrolling.
I know, it kills me, but like that's just the way, like that's how I edit.
That's the way your brain works. Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally just, it's, I much prefer.
Some people like that though. Like, yeah, I personally can't do emails on my phone. It really stresses me out. Like I have to see them on a laptop, but for everything else, I kind of can do it on my phone. But yeah, maybe you could get an iPad and then you can get one of those like keyboards for it, but maybe you wouldn't mind that. I don't know.
No, I don't want any of these things. It's like, I'm 32. I don't want to learn how to do something else. Like, I know how to use my phone very efficiently, so.
No, it's true, though. Everyone's brains are different. Like, my friend Millie was like, can you please, with your podcast, she's like, can you please put it on YouTube? Because with me, she was like, because I'm dyslexic, I only can listen to podcasts by watching them on YouTube. I can't listen to them. And I was like, that's so interesting.
I think what we could do it with this episode, actually. We could pop it on YouTube. I mean, like, basically, we could edit the video exactly how... I mean, that's what we should do. Instead of just getting clips, we could edit the video exactly how we edit the episode.
Yeah.
And, like, put it up there. I mean, I just don't find this interesting. And, like, half the time, I'm, like, looking... Because I have to look down at the phone for notes. There's probably loads of stuff on the bed that I don't know.
This is the thing. Like, I don't ever... I've never personally listened to a podcast through watching it on YouTube. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm walking, while I'm like folding the laundry, like, do you know what I mean? Like while I'm doing something, while I'm cooking, like I like to listen to podcasts while I'm doing something else. I couldn't imagine like sitting myself down and like watching a podcast on YouTube, but I think a lot of people do really like that, so it's weird. Everyone's
yeah, I mean, we can give it a go. I'm the same as you. The only podcast I watch with a video is on Spotify when they do Spotify video, and I watch Call Her Daddy, and the only reason I like to watch it on video is because if they have guests, so I'm like, oh, I want to see what the guest looks like, kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
what is the guest reaction, like this.
That's
is just
true.
Us every guests. Week but
yeah exactly. I think it might be different if like we were together, like if we were in the same
maybe.
room, like it would be like people would want to watch it, maybe, I don't know. But yeah.
On that note, guys, if you do want to see us on YouTube, let us know and we'll start putting it on there.
Yeah, exactly. Some people might prefer it, but I'm personally a listen as I do something else kind of girl. Do you mind if I pause 20 seconds just so I can post this paid
post? No, do what you
post?
Want, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, done.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So one more thing I wanted to chat about before we go on to our like listener questions and dilemmas. I was watching Real Housewives the other day, and one of the housewives was like, you should never turn down sex if you want a successful marriage. Like, you should never turn it down. You should always say, like, if your partner wants to have sex and you're not really in the mood, you should always say yes. And I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, do I agree with this, or do I like think that's like bad advice, good advice? Like, and I was interested to know your thoughts, because sometimes like one person will be in the mood and the other person isn't. And that's like, it's not a bad thing, but it just happens.
I rarely would say no, to be honest, because not because I'm afraid he's not going to ask again.
No, I know what you mean. If I was to try and have sex with Cameron and then he was to say no, I'd be quite offended.
Yeah, and that's happened.
Like, yeah, I feel like I don't think that's ever... I've said no to him before, but I don't think he's ever said no to me.
I'm very jealous, because that has happened to me on many, not just with Charlotte, like with men in general.
Yeah,
I swear that it's,
I've had it with an ex. It's horrible.
It's
you feel
horrible.
Really like rejected. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but then I guess you have to understand, like, I mean, with me, I've definitely asked the most awkward times, like we'll just be going to sleep, or like he's just eating a huge meal. I'm like, hi. He's like, Nicholas, seriously?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, I feel like when someone says no, it's not because of you, it's because of how they're feeling. Like, they're either like really tired, or like really full, or like it's just like they're just not feeling it. So I do understand what this like housewife was saying, like never say no if you want like a successful marriage, which I get. But I'm also like, sometimes there is times where I'm just like, I actually can't, because I'm like about to fall asleep, or I'm like so full or something.
That is true. My biggest worry with saying no too much is that then they'll go back into their shell and they won't have the confidence then to ask moving forward. But I mean, the odd time, I think it's fine to say no. But I think, yeah, I guess maybe it is important to.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm to say no, then I would like initiate the next time, and pretty soon after that to be like,
yeah,
That's sorry for saying no.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe even address it. Just be like, I just really wasn't feeling great, but like,
oh my God, yeah, I'm always like, absolutely not. I'm so tired, I can't. And then I'm like, okay, I'm feeling good now.
Well, that's good. That's like a healthy like dynamic for sure.
But oh my God, if someone was like, no, and they didn't say why, I'd be like, I need to know why. Like, what's going on? Yeah.
A nice little tip from her, to be fair. Like, I do kind of get it.
She also said separate bathrooms. I was like, yeah, that is key.
Oh, 100%. Like, even like now, like, Charlie, so we're anywhere we're staying at the moment has ensuite bathrooms. Charlie goes to a different bathroom every time.
I'm like,
I love having my own space.
Yeah, but separate bathrooms is like relationship goals and also house goals. I'm like, that's definitely something you need.
100%, yeah. Although we don't actually have that in the new house. We have an ensuite bathroom.
No, I was just thinking that. I was like, wait a minute. We're renovating our house and we don't have that. But anyway.
Yeah, but you just use a spare bathroom because, for example, if you have a 3-4 bedroom house, they can go to the spare bathroom.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's our domain. It's our territory.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Our first listener's question. Hey girls, love the podcast. I just heard Tiff mention where she gets her lip filler done and wanted to ask who she sees there. A lot of influencers won't discuss where they get these treatments done, so thank you for being open.
Yeah, so I see Alice, who is actually the founder, I think, of Harley Street Injectables. So yeah, I always go to her. She does get booked up quite far in advance, so you do need to make an appointment, but she is really good. She's lovely and she's really good at like giving you honest advice. So when I went to see her, she was like, we need to dissolve your lips before we put any more in because they're uneven and they've got bumps and things. So I'm glad that I went to see her and I really trust her. So yeah, Alice at Harley Street Injectables is the one I go to.
Yeah, I love your more natural lips now. I know you're gonna get them soon, but I think I'm getting definitely them done. A good thing. Not that they were before, but I just think
they were. Why did no one tell me? I was looking at photos the other day. I was like, oh my good Lord, they are awful.
You can't tell, but like, isn't like, I didn't like.
No, you get used to them, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And like, some people like their lips a certain way. Like, some people like that when it's like kind of swollen outside of your line kind of thing. Like, some people like don't mind like that lift kind of thing. But then some people do. Like, it's such a personal preference that you kind of have to. No, and also you get used to it, like.
Yeah, you do. But yeah, no, I'm she's really good. I would really recommend her. Okay, next question. Girls, I love the podcast. You've got to help me out. My partner also plays football and I've been speaking to some of the girls from his old club, haven't met the newbies yet. How do you cope with moving all the time? Are you into it? One of the girls has settled back home and her partner is never home anymore and she's so down, whereas I move with mine. If you had a family, would you settle and let him keep coming home where he can, or would you continue moving where they move? It's not talked about enough. I swear, us wives and girlfriends are not prepared by the rest of us. This is a really interesting question. I read it the other day when I put it into the dog. I obviously have only been with Cameron and he's been at one club, so I haven't experienced him moving around. But I've got, so for example, there's a girl in Bruges who I'm friends with and her boyfriend's about to move to another club. And it does seem really stressful. And I can completely relate to this girl because I feel like you want to be with your partner and you want to move with them. But say you're moving every like year to a different location, setting up everything, starting afresh, like meeting new people. It's doing that like all the time would be really stressful. So I don't actually know what the like kind of advice is here, because you want to be with a partner but then you also kind of want to set up somewhere and stay there for a while.
Yeah, especially if you're having a family.
Yeah, because I met a girl a few weeks ago and she also dates someone who plays football and she's got 3 kids and she was like, I've now settled because one of my kids is in school, I can't like be taking them out of school. So they're effectively now doing long distance. He's up north playing football, she's down in Surrey, and she was like, we just have to see each other on the weekends or like when he's got a day off. And I was like, oh god, that'd be really horrible, like being apart. But then I completely get it, because her kid's in school, you don't want to take your kid out of school, you don't want to like move them around.
I think kids are involved, that's when it gets too tricky. But I think before kids are involved, I'd probably follow my partner
And also while your kids are young as well and they're not in school, you could also like move around. But I think once your kids get to an age where they need to be settled, then that's when you have to kind of have that, like, make that decision of, like, setting up somewhere for a while.
Yeah, it's probably quite hard though, young kids as well, to move around.
Yeah,
and all the stuff. And
I know, because I follow that. Do you follow Hattie Bourne?
Yes, I do. Yeah, her kids are so gorgeous.
Oh my god,
the prettiest kids I've ever seen.
I know. I was like, I want a kid that looks like that, which is never going to happen because me and Cameron are both pale and blonde. But I'm like, they are so pretty and cute. I'm literally like, they are the cutest kids. But yeah, I've just seen they've moved somewhere and I was like, God, that must be so stressful. Like packing up a house, moving out of your town, like setting up new. Like also I was thinking about it, like it is quite annoying because this girl that I am friends with here, she's now moving. And I'm like, great, that's my friend gone. Like people are constantly chopping and changing. It's not spoken about enough, I don't think.
That is horrible though, isn't it? It is.
Yeah.
And then the wives just have to, the girlfriends just have to come along.
Yeah, she was like, he's going to go to his new club tomorrow. I'm left behind having to pack up the whole house, sort everything out. Like, she's like, it's annoying.
It's long, but I guess if you love someone, you'd hope they would do it in return.
Exactly.
Is his husband or a footballer?
A footballer, yeah. Yeah, he is.
And that's why they've moved. Okay.
Yeah, that's
and
why
they have
moved.
Like three kids or four kids.
Yeah. And one of them was in school. And I was like, oh, wow. So, because she obviously doesn't want to be apart from him, which is completely fair enough. So she's taking them out of school and they've moved. I don't know where exactly they've gone to, but they've moved somewhere else. But it was funny because I was talking about like my back and forth situation with like London, Belgium. And Lucy was like, I'd never do it. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, you would do it. Yeah. She was like, I wouldn't. And I was like, but if you love someone, obviously you would. And she's like, I just couldn't. She's like, I couldn't. I was like, oh,
you
God.
Just have to though. Like,
I know.
Exactly. Just, it's not ideal, but like, it's just one of those things. Like, well, then if you won't do it, you're just like going to be alone, and that you're going to see them every weekend or so, or like every few weekends, or have to.
And I just don't think that's like. I mean, I've done long distance in the past, and it's just, it's not the one. I hate long distance. By the end of it, you just want to be together.
Yeah, you know, actually, speaking of long distance, I'm going to be apart from Charlie now for a month before baby
actually
comes along, I know. Which, normally, I actually don't mind. Like, I think we've done, like, 3 weeks before. We've done, like, even 6 weeks, I think, during COVID, which is actually fine. But, I don't know, it's a weird time, I guess, to be apart when you're, like, heavily pregnant, potentially.
Yeah.
Pop. Like, I don't know.
No, I fully get that. I feel like it's also going to be a time where you're, like, having to really slow down.
Yeah,
so you're gonna like want them around, but I guess there's nothing. Why can't he come? Is it just because he's working and
he can't? Well, he can, but I've kind of like told him he doesn't need to because I mean, it will be a long time at my parents' house, which is a lot for anyone. Like, obviously, I've been at his family's house since I think the end of May, and like it's definitely like obviously as lovely as everything is. Like, it is challenging living with in-laws.
No, of course.
Like, Just or some, not even in-laws, just someone else's house, someone else's
house. Yeah, you're just kind of like all on top of each other, and it's
challenging. So I said to him, I was like, there's no need for you to come until like, I guess, late, near to the due date. But I'm just really worried I'm going to come really early, and like, he's not going to be there, and I'm...
Is he going to like, go back and forth, or is he just going to literally stay out in Spain and then come?
Stay out in Spain and just come. I mean, I said to him, I was like, if you miss your baby's birth, I was like, I'm not allowed to meet your new child. So that's the end of it. I was like, I'm telling. He's like, I'll make it. It'll be fine. Labour is long. I was like, not every labour is long.
No, exactly. Some are like 20 minutes, aren't they?
Yeah, you can't. You cannot. Like, you just can't. You have no idea what's going to happen. So we'll see. He may miss his child's birth, his first child's birth, but sure, he'll definitely have to pay for that if that happens.
I feel like, you when you get close to the point, you need to, like, make sure he comes over kind of within a bit, a bit of time.
Dilemma one. Hi, girls. Love the podcast. Please keep anonymous. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years. We live together and everything is great. But then there's this niggling thought in the back of my head of, is he the one? It sometimes plays on my mind. I just wondered, how did you know your boyfriends and now husbands were the one? Thank you. I feel like I totally get that question because I was with boyfriends in the past where I would kind of think that. With Cameron, I never thought, like, I never doubted it.
Really?
So I guess that's why. Yeah.
That's good. Maybe that's why you went, like, I guess everything was quite quick in a sense with you guys. Because, like, I've definitely had those moments. Like, I've been dating Charlie since 2016 or something. So, like,
I think it is a normal thought to think.
I think it's really normal.
Yeah. I remember my stepmom saying to me, who you marry is the most important decision in your life because it really does change everything in your life. It changes, like, where you're going to end up, like, who you hang out with. It's such an important decision. So I think
you don't want to get that decision wrong. So I think it is like a really normal thing. But then I think if it was playing on my mind all the time, then I would want to question why. Like, what is it about him that makes me think that?
Yeah, I mean, and I've had those moments where, like, if it was playing in my mind, I was like, well, why? Why is this happening? Like, why am I thinking this way? But then as time passed, the realization of, like, not wanting anyone else and only wanted to be with that person, like, just overshadowed any doubts I ever had. So I think doubts are natural. It's one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make in your entire life. And no one goes into a marriage lightly, surely. So of course you're going to have your doubts and what ifs. And
so easy to think, like, the grass is greener on the other side. Like, you might be like, oh, like, could I meet someone who's more this, or could I meet someone who's more that? But I think it's very easy to think, like, the grass is greener, and then, like, the realization is it's not. Not that you want to ever settle, but I think, yeah, it's a totally normal thought. I wouldn't overthink it too much. If it's playing on your mind loads, then I would want to question, like, what is it about the relationship or that person that's making you question it? And is that something that's really going to affect you?
Yeah, I think that's the important part. Like, for example, like, if you're just like, oh, could I get someone hotter, or could I get someone, like, that likes watching
more successful,
the
Kardashians,
like, or whatever, like, or it's that doesn't snore at night, or, like, just silly things. Like, if the main basics are there, like, they love you unconditionally, they respect you, their morals are in the right place, like, if all of those things align and, like, you're attracted to them, like, I think they're kind of the main things, like, you want in a relationship.
Definitely.
And all the silly, you're never going to find the perfect man, and they're never going to find the perfect woman. He may think similar things
they might be god, I didn't even, that's never crossed my mind.
I love that. I wonder if the other way around.
Yeah, I wonder if Cameron's ever been like, is she the one? Yeah, god, I hope not.
You should ask.
Yeah, I think I know. Would you get an honest answer? It's pretty harsh. Imagine if
I've had,
like,
an honest answer.
Have you?
Yeah, he's dated me. I mean, I'm batshit crazy. I'm not surprised he's dated me. So
I want this for the rest of my life?
Literally, do I want this hell? My dad literally thanked him for proposing to me. He's like, thank you.
I know. It makes me laugh so much that Charlie said when he asked your dad for your hand in marriage, your dad was like, are you sure?
Yeah, literally. Are you sure you want to commit to this forever? But he has.
So funny.
Next dilemma.
Right, dilemma two.
Hello, can I ask you a question? My boyfriend of 2 years and I recently went through a rough patch and had a breakup lasting 1 to 2 weeks. It was mainly my fault, as I let other negativity in my life affect our relationship and how I treated certain people around him, like his friends. I realised what I did was wrong and asked him for a second chance, which he gave me. Now we are looking to mend the relationship and everything is going well. We have much more open communication. We both really love each other and are supportive with everything we do. We talk about our future together. However, his family told him to end things with me. He responded, according to him, by telling them just because they witnessed a couple of arguments, they can't just focus on the bad things that happened, and that he gave me another chance because he's seen a change and effort to certain things with me. I'm nervous that his parents and younger sister will try to get in the way of our relationship, although it seems that he is currently defending me.
That is tricky.
That is tricky.
It's when I've had that in the past, like when you have an argument with a boyfriend and you're like to your mum or your dad, I honestly hate him and we're never getting back together, and then the next day you're fine and they're like, wait, what? No, like, I don't like them now because of this.
It's oversharing. She's so careful. She's so careful telling family and friends arguments. I honestly think you should really only tell them about big arguments if you actually don't think it's
definitely
going anywhere. But at the same time, it is important obviously to be able to confide in your friends and family, but
family
is an especially tricky one to basically be hating on.
They need to respect his decision and like let him get on with it and not try and change his mind. Like, he's made the decision to give you another chance, so I think all you can do is, I wouldn't like start getting annoyed about it and like putting him in the middle and like making it really stressful for him. I would just kind of try and be like, oh, this is really tricky, but you know, hopefully in time they will realize that, you know, we're working on things and we're really good together now, and just hopefully they kind of, they see the changes like he's seen. Maybe you could meet up with them or something. I don't know.
It's one of those really awkward. Do you know what? He could be telling you this as a bit of a warning as well.
Yeah.
Like, to kind of make sure you stay in your lane, in a sense, as bad as that is to say.
Yeah.
Because obviously you've like really upset him and it was like enough to break up with each other, that maybe he's like, I just do not want her like reverting back to what she's just done. So I need to let her know like that she's basically
how serious
young.
Like, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
On a trial, yeah.
Yeah, and that could be kind of why he's telling you. Slash, he could be doubting maybe, like, trying again with you because of what happened. I think it's just down to you to prove to him that you've changed and prove to the family that they're wrong in their opinion of you. And
yeah.
That's the best you can do right
just,
now.
Yeah, keep going with whatever you're doing. And as Nicola said, like, he might be telling you this just to, like, because really, if this was going on, he doesn't necessarily need to tell you that. So the fact that he is telling you just shows that he's kind of wanting to really, like, make it clear to you. All you can do is keep going with the way you are going and, like, try not let it get you down. And when you see his family, just, you know, try and make a real effort with them, I think.
Yeah, just you have to grin and bear it. You have to just, like,
yeah,
be the nicest you've ever been in your entire life, even if it kills you. Like, it is what you have to do, unfortunately.
Best behavior. Yeah.
Well, we wish you luck and let us know.
Yeah,
how you
good
get
luck.
On.
Yeah, definitely do keep us posted. I want feedback.
Yeah, I wish we got more feedback. Guys, give us feedback, yeah. Okay? So moving forward, yes. If we've answered one of your questions, we would love to hear what you thought of our response or if you have an update for us.
Yes, definitely.
I just think that's us for the week.
Yes. I'm going to get my nails done, which I'm very excited about.
I'm going to go attempt some TikToks, I think. And I need to give Charlie back his laptop. He's going to kill me. I've had it for over an hour. So love you guys.
We love you guys.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.